Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just and upright man in his time, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, for the earth was filled with cruelty. Then God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, An end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with cruelty through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of pine trees, thou shalt make cabins in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And thus shalt thou make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make in the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. Thou shalt make it with the low second and third room. And I, behold, I will bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life under heaven. All that is in the earth shall perish. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt go into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou cause to come into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of the fowls after their kind, and of the cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind. Two of every sort shalt come unto thee, that thou mayest keep them alive. And take thou with thee all the meat that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, that it may be meat for thee and for them. Noah therefore did according unto all the Lord had commanded him, even so did he. Genesis chapter 7. And the Lord said unto Noah, Enter thou and all thine house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this age. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, but of unclean beasts by couples, the male and his female. Of the fowls also of the heaven by sevens, male and female, to keep seed alive upon the earth. For 7 days hence I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and all the substance that I have made will I destroy from off the earth. Noah therefore did according to all the Lord had commanded him, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. So Noah entered, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives, with him into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Of the clean beasts, and of the unclean beasts, and of the fowls, and of all that creepeth upon the earth, there came two and two unto Noah into the ark, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And so after 7 days the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, in the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah with Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast of his kind, all cattle after their kind, everything that creepeth and moveth upon the earth after its kind, every fowl after his kind, even every bird of every feather. For they came to Noah into the ark two and two, of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they entered in, came male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. Then the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters were increased, and bare up the ark, which was lifted up above the earth. The waters also waxed strong, and were increased exceedingly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the waters. The waters prevailed so exceedingly upon the earth that all the high mountains that are under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail when the mountains were covered. Then all flesh perished that moved upon the earth, both fowl and cattle and beast, and everything that creepeth and moveth upon the earth, and every man. Everything in whose nostrils the breath of life, the spirit of life, did breathe, whatsoever they were in the dry land, they died. So he destroyed everything that was upon the earth, from man to beast, to the creeping thing, and to the fowl of the heaven. They were even destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Genesis chapter 8. Now God remembered Noah and every beast and all the cattle that were with him in the ark. Therefore God made a wind to pass upon the earth, and the waters ceased. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from above the earth, going and returning. And after the end of 150th day, the waters abated. And in the seventh month, in the 17th day of the month, the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters were going and decreasing until the 10th month. In the 10th month, and in the 1st day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. So after 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made, and sent forth a raven which went out, going forth and returning until the waters were dried up upon the earth. Again he sent a dove from him, that he might see if the waters were diminished from off the earth. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot. Therefore she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were upon the whole earth. And he put forth his hand and received her, and took her to him into the ark. And he abode yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf that she had plucked, whereby Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. Notwithstanding, he waited yet another 7 days, and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And in the 601 year, in the 1st day of the 1st month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the upper part of the ground was dry. And in the 2nd month, in the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dry. Then God spake to Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every beast that is with thee, of all flesh, both fowl and cattle, and everything that creepeth and moveth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and bring forth fruit and increase upon the earth. So Noah came forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, all that moveth upon the earth, after their kinds, went out of the ark. Then Noah built an ark, altar to the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings upon the altar. And the Lord smelled a savor of rest, and the Lord said in his heart, I will henceforth curse the ground no more for man's cause. For the imagination of man's heart is evil even from his youth. Neither will I smite any more all things living as I have done. Hereafter, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease, so long as the earth remaineth. Genesis chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, Bring forth fruit, and multiply, and replenish the earth. Also the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the heaven, upon all that moveth on the earth, upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Everything that moveth and liveth shall be meat for you. As the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, I mean with the blood thereof, shalt thou not eat. For surely I will require your blood, wherein your lives are, at the hands of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, even at the hand of a man's brother, will I require the life of a man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God hath he made man. But bring ye forth fruit and multiply, grow plentifully in the earth and increase therein. God spake also to Noah and to his sons, saying, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you. And every living creature that is with you, with the fowl, with the cattle, with every beast of the earth with you, for all that goeth out of the ark unto every beast of the earth. And my covenant will I establish with you, that from henceforth all flesh shall not be rooted out by the waters of the flood, neither shall there be a flood to destroy the earth any more. Then God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you, and between every living thing that is with you unto perpetual generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And when I shall cover the earth with a cloud, and the bow shall be seen in the cloud, then I will remember my covenant which is between me and you, and between every living thing in all flesh. And there shall be no more waters of a flood to destroy all flesh. Therefore the bow shall be in the cloud, that I may see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living thing in all flesh that is upon the earth. God said yet to Noah, This is a sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is in the earth. Now the sons of Noah going forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. And these are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. Noah also began to be an husbandman, and planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and was uncovered in the midst of his tent. And when Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, he told his two brethren without. Then took Shem and Japheth a garment, and put it upon their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father with their faces backward, so they saw not their father's nakedness. Then Noah awoke from his wine, and knew that what his younger son had done unto him, and said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. He said moreover, Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. God persuade Japheth that he may dwell in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. So all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. Genesis chapter 10. Now these are the generations of Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, unto whom sons were born after the flood. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, and Magog, Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, Dodanim. Of these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, every man after his tongue, and after their families in their nations. Moreover, the sons of Ham were Cush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, Havilah, and Sabta, and Ramah, and Sabtecha. Also the sons of Ramah were Sheba and Dedan. And Cush begot Nimrod, who began to be mighty in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, wherefore it is said, As Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. And in the beginning of his kingdom was Babel and Erech, and Akkad and Calna in the land of Shinar. Out of the land came Assyria and built Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth and Calah. Rezin also between Nineveh and Calah, this is a great city. And Mitzrayim begat Ludim, Anaimim, Lehabim and Nephtuhim. Pathrusim also, and Kasluhim, out of whom came the Philistines, and Kaphtorims. Also Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and Jebusi, and Emori, and Girgasi, and Hivi, Arki, and Sini, and Arvadi, Zemari, and Hamathi. And afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon to the till thou comest to Gerar unto Gaza, and as thou goest unto Sodom and Gomorrah, and Adma and Zeboim, even unto Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, according to their families, according to their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Unto Shem, also the father of the sons of Eber, and the elder brother of Japheth, were children born. The sons of Shem were Elam, and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram. And the sons of Aram, Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Mash. Also Arphaxad begot Salah, and Salah begot Eber. Eber also were born to two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begot Almodad, and Shelef, and Hazamarvarth, and Jera, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Ibalmeh, and Sheba, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. And their dwelling was from Mesha, as thou goest up to Sephar, a mountain of the east. And these are the sons of Shem, according to their families, according to their tongues, in their countries and nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations among their people. And out of these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Genesis chapter 11. Then the whole earth was of one language and one speech. And as they went from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and there they abode. And they said one to another, "Come, let us make brick and burn it in the fire." So they had brick for stone, and slime had they instead of mortar. Also they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, that we may get us a name, lest we be scattered upon the whole earth." But the Lord came down to see the city and tower which the sons of men built. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they all have one language, and this they begin to do. Neither can they now be stopped from whatsoever they have imagined to do. Come on, let us go down, and there confound their language, that everyone perceiveth not another's speech." So the Lord scattered them from thence upon all the earth. And they left off to build that city. Therefore the name of it was called Babel, because the Lord did confound the language of all the earth. From thence then did the Lord scatter them upon all the earth. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he begot Arphaxad 500 years. And begot sons and daughters. Also Arphaxad lived 35 years and begot Salah. And Arphaxad lived after he begot Salah 403 years and begot sons and daughters. And Salah lived 30 years and begot Eber. So Salah lived after he begot Eber 403 years and begot sons and daughters. Likewise Eber lived 430 years and begot Peleg. So Eber lived after he begot Peleg 430 years and begot sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years and begot Rehu. And Peleg lived after he begot Rehu 209 years and begot sons and daughters. Also, Rehu lived 230 years and begot Serug. So Rehu lived after he begot Serug 207 years and begot sons and daughters. Moreover, Serug lived 30 years and begot Nahor. And And Serug lived after he begot Nahor 200 years and begot sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years and begot Terah. So Nahor lived after he begot Terah 119 years and begot sons and daughters. So Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran, and Haran begot Lot. Then Haran died before Terah his father in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldeans. So Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren and had no child. Then Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran's son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they departed together from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran and dwelt there. So the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.